Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Yet once again, today is Thursday, March 15th. We're back with you. We have a great guest waiting here, and Danny's ready to go.
Yep.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You're not irritated with me because I asked you to take off your hat, okay?
No, it takes a lot to irritate me.
Good.
That's not one of them.
Good.
You're still good. You're still in the clear.
No, because I was actually trying to help out, but it sounded like it didn't come out the right way.
No. I don't.
But the thing is
this,
folks, we are on Facebook Live. If you're listening on the website, you can also pop into...
Let me share it on my Facebook.
Yeah, go over to our LA Talk Radio page on Facebook, and then you can see this, and then we're going to share it too. I don't have time to share because I'm talking right now. But at any rate, we'd love to have you. You can look at us, and we're taking the next step forward. Get the listeners where they are, you know? Rather than bring them to the website, you go to them where they are.
Are you sure we're live?
It should be. Are we not on LA Talk Radio's? Are you serious?
Yeah, we're not on there.
Oh, wow.
Is it on Sam in the Morning, maybe?
No, it's got to be on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're not live.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I'm on the page right now.
Yeah?
I don't see us. Mm-mm.
Damn.
I see stuff from Monday.
I wonder. You see, and that's why I love when the engineer is here. Then we don't have to worry about it.
I know.
But it doesn't make sense to interrupt the show with this. I just want to make sure we're there, you know? And mm-hmm. It sucks when we're not. And I wanted to do this. And here we are. We're right here. Maybe you're not on the same page.
LA Talk Radio guest, right?
No, not guest. You see, there's two pages.
Oh.
Yeah, LA Talk Radio. Okay, we're on. Thank you very much. Let's move on, folks. Yeah, you see? You just wasted 2 minutes of everybody's time.
For sure. Absolutely.
So you'll see the Danny's wearing her hat. Which
Sam hates it.
I just don't like hats, period.
Why?
Because they're not cool. You know, they hide. I mean, that with you, it's like they hide your face. We take pictures here. You can't even see your face, you know. So I'm just trying to do some PR for you and help you build your brand and make you realize you have to be seen. I mean, here you go on Instagram and post a million friggin' photos.
I know, but Sam, that takes like 5 hours to get ready.
Really?
That means I would have to wake up at like literally 5 o'clock in the morning to look
that
like that.
Long?
Yeah.
That long? Why?
Like last night I got ready for church and it took me a solid like 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this. How long does it really take to put on some makeup?
Makeup is actually the shortest amount of time.
So what else takes
time? It's like the hair.
The hair?
Clipping in the extensions, curling them. Then if it doesn't work out, you got to start over.
Yeah,
and
but
then picking
do you
out
always
an outfit.
Have to have the extensions and stuff?
For me, no.
Okay.
But when it's like greasier, it's not blow dried correctly, okay. I have to put them in because it's like less tragic.
All right, then don't keep your hair greasy. Wash it every day.
Every 5 days.
Excuse me?
Every 5 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's really, really bad for women to wash their hair every day.
I don't agree.
No, 110%. Never, there's been like studies about
it. I could never go out. One day without washing my hair and
days.
Shower.
5 days. 4 if it gets like really dirty.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's the hat.
Plus, I'm black. It's like different for us.
What the hell does that mean?
It means my hair is like super curly and it's like really damaging to like wash it all the time.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then to blow dry it, put heat on it. It's just not a good look.
Mm.
So every 5 days.
Well, we learn new things every day, folks. You see, I don't even think about that, you know, about washing my hair as a woman.
Right. So it's different for guys because you wash your hair every day, right?
Yeah, I do for sure. You know, I mean, I can't get out of the house in the morning without a good shower.
I mean, I take great showers. I just wear a shower cap.
No, I understand. We want to make sure that you do, you know. I know some people go on days without taking showers.
No, I take like sometimes I'll take two.
Yeah.
But usually at least one a day.
Yeah, you got to, right?
Yeah. If I have like a date or something, I'll definitely take two.
I see.
If okay. I'm just like doing whatever, I'll take one shower a day.
All right, so you're clean, but your hair is greasy.
Not all right. the time. By like all day right. four, it is.
There you go, all prospective admirers, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. So in a few minutes, we'll be joined by our guest. We're going to talk some politics, some a lot of stuff, really. I'm just happy. Last night was pouring rain. Did you see that?
When, though?
What time did you go to sleep last night?
I got home from church at like 10:30.
And then you went to bed?
And I wiped my makeup off and went straight to bed.
The rain was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really? Heavy?
It was so hard. I've never seen it like this in L.A.
Oh, really?
It was so loud. I actually took a video just for the sound for a couple seconds. And posted it so people can hear how loud it was.
What were you up at 1 a.m. for?
I'm always up at 1 a.m.
That's so crazy.
That's about the time I go to bed.
Mm-mm.
But last night I stayed a little longer because it was raining.
And it was so loud, right?
No, I enjoyed the rain. So I sat outside and enjoyed the rain.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I got a covered balcony. I can just sit there and read. And well, the night
before, last night. No, not right. last night. The night before that. When I went home, it was like a monsoon out. So it was probably the same thing. And it was around 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Wow.
So every day at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's just downpouring, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice, and I'm glad it was, but you know what? It started to get flooded, and I thought, wow, if this doesn't stop.
Day after tomorrow.
I actually got on my app, what, a day after tomorrow?
The flooding. It's the beginning.
Is that what it says?
No, I just definitely made that up, but the movie starts with like a rainstorm like that, flooding, and then all of a sudden L.A. is underwater and we're all dead.
I know. Why are all the movies like that?
I don't know.
Did you see San Andreas with San Francisco being underwater because of an earthquake?
Yeah, but that was intense.
Yeah.
If that happens, we're screwed.
I know, and it's too realistic, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, the people that survived, I'm like, you wouldn't have made it. Like, it's just not realistic.
No, not realistic.
Like, The Rock survived, like, stuff that normal people on a regular day, like, you're dead.
Right. And besides, look, it's a movie. It focuses on 2-3 people.
And a love
obviously
story.
You have millions of people affected by this. Yeah. So, yeah. But it's just a movie. But at
have you ever been in a really bad earthquake like that?
No. I mean, I was here at the Northridge earthquake. Actually, I had just moved to Vegas the week before. Imagine that.
Right.
But.
What was that? I don't know what that is.
What do you mean?
The Northridge earthquake. What is that?
Oh, that was 1994.
Okay, I was like 5.
You were 5, okay. And you were in Boston.
Yeah.
So you don't know that.
Yeah, but it was bad?
But it was, yeah. Northridge is out here in the valley, mm-hmm. and that's where it was centered. It was pretty bad.
How many people
right?
died?
I'm sure our guest probably remembers being a citizen of the valley, but
right.
we'll bring him on in just a moment to talk about that, too. I just wanted to... what did I want to say? I don't know. Look, somebody's calling. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Somebody's calling. And
just answer it.
Yeah, I will. But I don't have the notes up. So hold on a second.
Oh, wait. We're expecting a call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, good morning. This is John Leonidakis.
Yes, John.
Calling in to talk about women in baseball.
Yes, John. How are you? I did bring up my notes, and I thought I'm hoping that he'll pronounce his last name because I remembered it's not easy. So tell us again, what is your last name?
It's Leonidakis.
Leonidakis. Okay. So it's easier than you would think.
Sure. It sounds easier than it looks.
That's pretty much what I'm trying to say. Thank you for calling in. Welcome to the show. Are you in L.A. today?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. So you, from what I understand, you're doing like a tour right now?
Yeah, we're touring our latest film, which is called Shutout, The Battle American Women Wage to Play Baseball. And we're having an event this evening at the South Pasadena Library at 7 o'clock, and it's free and open to the public.
Oh, wow. So where are you originally from? So you're traveling, you're visiting now, right?
Well, I'm based in Los Angeles, originally from San Francisco.
Oh.
And baseball has been in my blood for just about 55 years.
Wow.
And we started a project called The Sweet Spot. And it's an original documentary series that explores the human side of the game. And people can watch it on Amazon, Roku, and Vimeo On Demand.
Sounds good. What's it called again?
It's called The Sweet Spot, a treasury of baseball stories. And what we do is we look at the human side of baseball. There's a lot of stories out there that people aren't aware of about Oh, just what it make what it means to be a human being and play the sport of baseball, not only on the professional level, but all levels. And one of the things we wanted to take a look at in this series were some of the human issues, such as racism, as well as gender discrimination.
Right.
And so we ended up creating a film about gender discrimination, which has persisted in baseball for well over 100 years and continues to this day.
Right. So there's no women's league in baseball, like, for example? Because, I mean, they can't play among guys, or is that reasonable to say?
Oh, that is not reasonable. They can play. To answer your question there, Sam, and hello, yes. Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
I'm just listening.
let me bring in our guest right now so he can just pitch in. We have Wayne here. We haven't introduced him yet, but so there's three of us here, John. But at any rate.
Hello, Wayne.
Hello, John.
Anyhow.
Yes.
First of all, there is, Sam, to answer your question, there is a women's professional league, but it is in Japan.
Mm.
In Japan, baseball is not just a pastime, it is an obsession. And so there's a professional women's baseball league in Japan, and women's baseball is becoming more and more popular around the world. As a matter of fact, this year is the Women's World Cup of Baseball that will be taking place in Florida for the first time in the United States. And the United States team typically does very well, but the Japanese have been very dominant. But to answer your follow-up question, Sam, American women are tremendous athletes. The issue here in baseball is that they have not been given the opportunity to develop their skills as baseball players once they age out of Little League. Because what happens is they are automatically shunted into softball. Many years ago, Little League created the opportunity for girls to play softball. And some saw it as an effort to keep baseball segregated. So what became was the mantra of baseball is for boys and softball is for girls.
Right.
And that gave rise to the institution of softball today that provides college scholarships to girls. But what happens is girls are not able to develop their skills as baseball players. It is a very different game. And some girls are excelling. There have been some women, I think a small handful, have played men's NC2A baseball and have actually gotten hits. So it just shows you that, yes, they can become baseball players and play with men just as women have become jet fighter pilots. They've become police officers. They've become firefighters. So this is really less a story about baseball and more a story about gender discrimination and social justice.
Mm. I'm going to have to say, as a woman, though, like I get what you're saying, that women should have like a shot to play with men, but I don't necessarily think that's like the best idea on the face of the planet.
Well, and why would you say that?
Because I feel like it's weird to have...
But let me ask you this, John. I mean, we separate men and women in other sports, right?
Right, like you're not going to see a woman playing football because she'll get, when she gets tackled,
or
she'll be like ripped to
smithereens.
Or among
the guys in the same game, that's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
John? But understand, the sport of baseball is not about strength. It's not about power. It's about getting on base, scoring runs, and getting people out. In the not-too-distant future, I think we're going to see women get into the professional ranks, be they minor leagues or the major leagues. Because if you can get people out as a pitcher, and there's been a very good pitcher who pitched in the men's independent league in the 1990s by the name of Isla Borders. She was the first woman to get a college baseball scholarship, and she played on the men's team. So the fact is, they can compete. And they just need to be given the opportunity. And I think we've all been worn down over the years that women, there's just certain things in society, American society, where women should not really have a place.
Well,
and
John,
I think it's a
offer.
Fallacy to think that that applies to women in baseball.
John, this is Wayne Avershow. I'm a guest on the show, and I'm a big baseball
fan. And we only
fan.
Have a couple minutes, Wayne, so go ahead and then we'll let John
I'll
summarize.
Be brief. I wrote a novel, Roll the Dice. And the protagonist is a rock star, runs for the United States Senate, and he's a big baseball fan. Part of me is in the book. So it's great the woman had an opportunity to sign with an independent league, but I believe in the free market. And if the Dodgers or any major league team thought she was good enough to pitch, they would have signed her. So I think it's great that women have the opportunity, But I think at the end of the day, I'm kind of with Danny, that if a woman was great enough to play, they would sign her. I don't think it's an issue of discrimination, per se.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it really is about discrimination, Wayne, at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, we're talking about people being allowed to chase their hopes and dreams, whatever pursuits they might have as Americans, whether that's being a fighter or being someone who's interested in playing baseball. And it's not necessarily about them getting to the major leagues. They're getting railroaded out of getting the opportunity to play high school baseball and college baseball. And when you cannot have the ability to get the quality coaching and facilities and competition that you experience when you play high school and college baseball, you can never matriculate to that level of being a professional. That one woman who got through there, she was an anomaly. But the facts are, women are great athletes. Look at our American women. They brought home more than half the medals in the Olympics.
Okay, John, listen, let me make the one final point. I think in high school, open the gates. If women, young ladies, want to play high school baseball, terrific. Let them compete. If they make the team, great. If they don't, I mean, it's just a matter. You want to put the best players out there, men or women.
Right. I mean, if there was a separate league for women, I feel you. I just don't. I can't picture men and women being on the same team professionally.
Right.
Like, for instance, like, it's all about ticket sales and selling tickets, and I just don't know if women and men were on the same team, if ticket sales would do that good, and that's what people are probably more concerned about when it comes to, like, leagues and stuff like that, because all they care about is money.
Yeah, John, and final words, because we do have to run, but I want to promote again this, but give Danny an answer, please, real quick.
Well, sure. Men and women do play together in Canada. They're raised that way as children, so ultimately that possibility exists. Oh. And the last thing I'd like to say is our event is in South Pasadena this evening in the Los Angeles area at 7 o'clock, the South Pasadena Library Community Room at 1115 El Centro Street. We're going to have two women there from the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. You remember that movie, A League of Their Own?
Yeah. They actually I love that movie, actually.
Sounds great. That sounds great. Okay, well, so the movie is The Sweet Spot, The Treasury of Baseball Stories. And thank you so much for calling in, John. And
One last correction there, Sam.
Yes.
The film is called Shut Out, The Battle American Women Waged to Play Baseball, and it's a part of our documentary series, The Sweet Spot, A Treasury of Baseball Stories, which people can watch on Amazon, and Amazon Prime members watch for free.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, you got it all together, and that's a good thing. So, John, thank you so much for calling in, and we're hoping to see you tonight.
Thanks, Sam, Danny, and Wayne. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. At any rate, it is interesting. You know, I mean, it's something I don't really often think about.
Me neither. Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool that he has a topic that, like, does strike up conversation.
Yeah.
Because people are going to agree or disagree on that for sure.
Right. But, you know, I mean, there's proponents for women's equality and everything. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a little unusual idea, I think, for people to play together. Right, Wayne?
I think it's a stretch to think that women can play Major League Baseball. But I do think at the high school level, if young girls can play with young boys, I mean, all for it.
Yeah, but that would be considered like softball, no?
Well, what John was saying, softball is great, but let them, if they can and want to, let them play hardball.
Right.
Which is fine if they can and want to, if they're good enough to make the team.
Like, even for football, like, women play football, but in that women's league where they're in lingerie.
Right.
That's how it sells, is because, yeah, we're football players, but we're half naked while we're doing it.
Like lingerie bowl.
No one goes to see women strapped up in, like, pads and all this stuff if they're not naked.
Yeah.
Like, even in baseball, like, unless the girls are wearing, like, really cute baseball outfits, I don't want to see you out there.
Yeah, or like those, you know, in the volleyball tournaments, you know what I mean?
Well, volleyball is a woman's sport. I don't think that's a man's sport.
No, but when they do that beach volleyball.
Yeah, and they're in bikinis.
And most of them
have nice booties.
Right, yeah.
They look good and they're great athletes.
Right, so it's like a win-win.
Yeah, it's good for everybody.
Right, but it is about the men too, you know. I mean, women enjoy watching all those sculpted men and everything, you know.
Yeah,
the Olympics.
Like, we enjoy watching football because we're like, oh.
Oh, the Olympics, you know, all the swimmers yeah. and the divers.
Exactly.
And, you know, they
and unfortunately, it's sad, but it's true. But that's just like, I'm a woman and I still have that mentality.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's different for me, like, advocating for women in, like, an office setting or, like, in Hollywood. But when it comes to sports, I think sports is predominantly a male.
Or at least it should be separated like they do in volleyball.
Right.
Yeah,
at
right.
least in the Olympics, they separate it.
I like it's different leagues.
Yes, they
like
do.
Even and in schools, they do. Mm-hmm. So this was really a pretty extreme idea that he came up
yeah.
with.
Yeah, no?
It is an extreme idea, and I don't want to throw cold water on it. The
right.
fact that it hasn't
yeah.
gotten any traction in over 100 years
right.
of baseball.
Yeah. Right.
But again, I think if a team found a woman who could play, they'd sign her.
Yeah.
But it's part body mass.
I think maybe he's
part strength. It's part a lot of things.
Yeah, right. And men definitely have more strength.
There's probably
than
some women that are stronger than I am. I mean, a lot of them, you know. So
oh, Danny,
they could be better. They could be better athletes.
Ass, that, let's
yeah,
be honest,
you know?
Danny could take yeah. us both out now.
Yeah,
I think what he's
go.
Arguing is the sense that they don't even get an opportunity to probably try out.
Right. Then
like
that's
a woman
thing,
who
not
does
enough
maybe
attention on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe have the talent to make the major leagues. He's probably saying that they don't even get that opportunity to try out for that role. And I mean, I'll argue with him on that. Like, that everyone, it should be equal tryouts. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I really can't picture a woman playing in
yeah.
Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I know.
Have you guys seen The Sandlot?
The Sandlot? No, I have not.
Was that
oh my
a
God.
Child's movie years ago?
Yeah, like, wait, when I was a kid. Like,
well, listen,
in the 80s, I think.
Yeah, I have two sons in their 20s, and I know I saw Sandlot.
Yeah, Sandlot, yeah. And it's like the Great Bambino.
And there's a bully in the movie.
Yeah,
that was a cute movie.
That's a great movie. It's such a classic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great.
And every time I think of baseball, I think of that movie.
And I love A League of Their Own, the movie about women playing during World War II.
Right.
Tom Hanks.
Right. That's a great movie. Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. It was a little frustrating, but it was great because you could clearly tell that she was in love with Tom Hanks, and she went back with her husband. I'm like, you're an idiot. Anyways, besides the point.
yeah. Okay. Well, it's time to officially introduce our guest. We're joined by Mr. Wayne Evershow. Is it Evershow or Evershaw?
Evershow, S-H-O-W.
So I said it correctly
you
the first
did,
time.
Mm-hmm.
Evershow. You see, and that's what I keep seeing when I look, I see you on Facebook and everything. But in my mind, it was always Evershaw. So as Evershow it is. Wayne Evershow, you're a, so you live in the Valley, we found out right before the show.
I live in the Valley.
Right, mm-hmm. Which is right here. Have you lived here all your life or have you moved here from somewhere else?
I basically have lived here all my life with, as a little boy living in Los Angeles, and part of my life living in the South Bay in Redondo Beach.
Oh, okay.
Which is
okay.
lovely.
Yeah,
but it's still Los Angeles. That's
yes.
pretty much where you've been.
Right.
Yeah.
Southern California. What did you think of the rain last night? That's unusual for us.
It was intense. I heard it myself, and it was loud. And, you know, we don't think it, but we need some rain, and it was good, and it makes the you know everything green, so it's good. But
right.
it is a hassle when it rains.
But at least it rained at night when it was that rough, you know. So if it was in the morning, man, the traffic would be horrendous.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm sure the visibility was probably 10 feet or something with that.
Well, to those who don't live in Los Angeles, your listeners, our listeners, L.A. traffic is terrible enough.
Right.
So with the rain, it's you don't want to drive
downtown.
I don't
think traffic is that bad out here. Like, I feel like everyone's always complaining about the traffic. I'm like, it's really not that crazy to me.
Yeah, well, it depends. It depends where you go.
I don't ever take highways. I always set my GPS to say no highways because I don't like driving next to Mack trucks.
Right, so she just spends a lot of time at the stoplights and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
But to me, it's like a 40-minute drive. Like feels like it's 20.
So you don't drive freeways?
No, unless I have to.
Which is kind of a bizarre idea, but it is pretty interesting, right?
Yeah,
it is interesting.
Maybe, because I always gravitate to the freeway if it's the fastest.
No,
you know? But sometimes if you're not in a hurry, maybe it does make sense to take the streets.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like driving next to Mack trucks at all.
Well, I heard you earlier. You have to take so long to get ready.
Yeah.
That maybe in your car, you put in on any final touches?
No, never.
Oh, that's smart.
No, concentrate only on the road. I was like in a pretty bad one car accident. Like, thank God nothing, I was untouched, but I was in the fast lane in Boston and I spun out of control and a Mack truck missed me by this much and then my entire car got totaled. on the other side, not my side, which is crazy.
Well, I got a kick out of listening to you talk about you need 5 hours to get ready.
No, it's like two.
All right. Oh, two.
Like
okay,
two and
fine.
A half.
I've been married twice, and I've lost that battle, if you will,
right.
to two different women. You know, why aren't we, you know, get going here.
Right.
I need a long time to get ready.
Right, yeah.
And it's just the way it is.
No, it is. Like, because you got to shower, you got to lotion, you got to figure out what you're wearing, then you got to freaking do your makeup, then your hair. And in between all of that, you're, like, having a drink or listening to music or checking your social. It's just, it adds up. So yeah. for me to wake up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning to, like, look as good as I do on my Instagram, I'm like, oh.
Times are tough.
Yeah.
Times are tough, Wayne. Anyway, welcome to the show, Wayne. This is your second time on the show, and we talked a lot about your book. We will now. Two, you're into politics. I see you post quite a bit on Facebook, which is cool. I see your book has been in the stores now, right?
Right, right.
He even makes sure he takes pictures to show his book on the shelf, which is awesome.
Like in Barnes & Noble?
I would have done the same thing.
First of all, it's on Amazon,
right.
it's on BarnesandNoble.com, and it's in many, but perhaps not all, Barnes & Noble stores.
Cool. Right.
It's very nice.
I'll tell you, it's very cool. And
right.
it's
right.
something to...
not a lot of people can say that, so...
Right, right. No, right. to see your book in your in the stores is a...
It's a big deal.
It's
you've
a gratifying arrived,
right?
Feeling.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It is.
The book is called Roll the Dice, and this is a thriller...
Well,
political thriller?
It's a political thriller slash drama with a little comedy. The bottom line is it's about a rock star, a famous rock Hall of Fame mm-hmm. inductee, people that who decides to run for the United States Senate. He's in Nevada. He's on the Las Vegas stage. His father was a famous politician. He turns 50. He's thinking about, what do I want to do with my life? The United States senator dies. There's an open seat. He decides, I'm going to run for United States Senate.
Right.
So people have asked me, like, who was the muse? Who was it modeled after? And there's no one person. I think of John Bon Jovi would be a guy, a softer Bruce Springsteen.
Right. Ted Nugent, maybe.
No, Ted Nugent's a little too much. Ted Nugent.
And he's much older than 50.
Yeah, he's much older than 50. He's got too many guns.
Right.
But... now it's people have I have very good reviews
mm-hmm.
and I'm proud of the book, and I get into themes of life, not only politics and a rock star, but a man could be a man or woman turning a certain age. You know, you turn 21, you turn 30, you turn 50.
Right.
And sometimes you think about your life.
Yeah, like what am I doing with my life?
What am I doing?
What's
with
my purpose?
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I'm going through that right now, so I took right. the words right out of my mouth.
All right, if I can help you, let me know. But he turns 50, and he's very famous, very wealthy.
Right.
But he's not totally satisfied.
And he's not happy.
He's not totally satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
He's happy, but... he's not quite there, and he thinks of his father's accomplishments in government politics. And again, he has a yearning to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got enough money and decides, I'm going to run.
Cool.
And he runs not as a Democrat or Republican. He runs as an independent.
Right.
He runs a different kind of campaign.
And this is like in Vegas, right? Las Vegas.
It's in the state of Nevada with a lot of scenes in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
A couple in Reno and Tahoe and... I also put the character Tyler Sloan out in the middle of Nevada, where if you've driven, you know, to Las Vegas, or I had business years ago in Reno, there's a lot of small towns out in the middle of kind of nowhere in
right,
Nevada.
Right.
So I put him in a couple of those, in a where he milks a cow at a ranch in Nevada. And if you think about a rock star doing that, I thought that was a good idea. So it's in Nevada with a lot of Las Vegas in it.
Yeah, very cool, very cool.
Tahoe is in Vegas?
Yes.
Tahoe's
in Nevada.
In Nevada. Nevada is a state, and within it you have Las Vegas, Tahoe, and Reno. Yeah, she's been having trouble with the states lately.
We'll be doing an American
political
history lesson afterwards.
Yeah.
I meant to say Nevada and I said Vegas, so it just came out so stupid. So when people say I'm going to Lake Tahoe, that's in Nevada.
Right.
Oh.
Actually, it's half in California, half in Nevada.
That's
I was
going to
say, I always thought that was in California for some reason.
Well, it's half and half, and I was just there a few months ago.
It's
for the
beautiful
first time.
Up there, isn't it?
Really
I
want
to go there
nice.
Just to like stay at a cabin and sit in the jacuzzi, but I don't ski or anything.
Right,
so
yeah.
But I feel like that's like the setting of a horror film. Like
right, but
right?
that's not. But if you go to South Lake Tahoe, it's not like that. It's just a little Vegas.
Big
almost,
Bear? Is that? Where's that?
Big Bear is somewhere else altogether. Oh. Yeah. That's here in California, okay. About a couple-hour drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like a cabin-y place, too, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay. If you want to go snow
then you go to Lake Tahoe.
No. I mean, what do we call it?
Big Bear.
Yeah, Big Bear.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking of all the different places we have. But there's like a lake there.
Right.
And then it freezes and there's snow and all
that throughout stuff. The year, though?
No, in the winter.
Oh, in the winter.
Yeah, but maybe now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wayne, you like talking about politics. I mean, there's just so much to talk about, right? What is, where do you stand today? If I asked you, what concerns you the most today? What is most relevant and important? What would you say?
I would say one of the problems with American politics, and it's worse today than it ever was, it's progressively gotten worse, is the inability to talk to somebody about politics unless you're in total agreement.
Right.
Right.
I have liberal friends, I have conservative friends. If the two libs are together, they're great. If the two conservatives are together, they're great. If they ever mix,
it's just an argument.
Oh, it's fireworks.
Yeah, my parents used to have like parties like when the election was going on, and I was like, I don't know why you guys even do this because like you have no friends left.
Well, I have friends that don't talk to each other because of
I'm like, it's not
one
that
loves
serious.
Trump, one hates Trump,
right?
So they don't talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is unbelievable.
My mom has literally unfriended people on Facebook if they post anything with the love of Trump.
Really?
I'm like, it's not that deep. Like,
yeah, you see, I'm willing to look at opposite sides, and I allow a lot of really, some people are very extreme.
Right.
But if they start calling names and really going below the belt and stuff, it's like it's not politics anymore.
Right.
I'm not interested in what you have to say.
Right.
Bam, unfriend.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like I sit there all day, but if it really irks me that you're like, you know, calling politicians all kinds of names, I'm like, you know what? You're not like, you don't have a point to say.
Well, let me give you...
I probably wouldn't date a politician.
You wouldn't date a politician. No. Why not?
Have you seen Scandal?
I did see Scandal.
Yeah, no,
yes,
thanks.
I have seen Scandal. Well, they're not all they're not all like the TV show Scandal.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. They all got a couple bodies under their belts.
All right, listen. I worked in politics. I worked at Los Angeles City
Council.
I worked for two council members.
Yeah.
I worked. I was chief of staff for a council member. And
so you're Cyrus Bean.
I'm what?
Cyrus Bean, that character. That's how he started.
I guess so. I don't want to take it too far. But and I was appointed to a couple of government commissions.
Yeah.
So I know council members and supervisors and congressmen and state officials.
Right.
And I think most of them are very honest people, mm-hmm. and they don't go nuts.
Right.
They don't go crazy.
Right. So we only see the bad apples.
I think you see the bad apples, and I do think, look, you have ambitious people entering politics.
Yeah.
You have strivers.
And I'm going to do anything to get it done type of people.
You have those type of people.
Mm-hmm.
And most stay within the boundaries.
Right.
I'll do anything legal to get it done.
Right.
Okay.
Let's
Which in a good way means I'll work as hard as I can. I'll work 18 hours, 20 hours a day to get elected. Right.
Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, there's some people that work and then we'll also skirt the rules.
Right.
We always have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
What are you
but that's like in life in general, though, I feel. Like, I feel like there's people like that in any job, but politics might be worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in my book, I try to poke fun at the hypocrisy mm-hmm. on the left and right. And I think there is hypocrisy in all across the political spectrum. And my character's an independent, so I wanted him to not be too political, if you will. Just to be a good guy, trying to solve problems.
Right.
And encountering a lot of the forces, if you will, during a campaign. It's a 3-month campaign, so everything's coming at him. The media's attacking him. The Republican Party's attacking him. The Democratic Party's attacking him because he's independent. His past comes back to haunt him. His ex-wife's a problem. There's a sex tape that comes out from his past rock and roll
life. He's a rock and roll.
He's a rock and roll guy.
If Trump can get elected, he can too. We're all rooting for your character.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think is going to happen with politics here? Are we ever going to be able to talk to each other, you think?
No. It's just going to get worse.
I think it's probably going to get... Well, I don't know if it can get much worse, but it could.
It could. We could have a civil war, you know?
Well, let's be optimistic, Sam, and hope that doesn't happen.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you mean like a war in between the state, like in the country, between each other?
Yeah, between each other.
That'd be so crazy.
The left and the right, you know?
I like really hope I'm not alive for that, to see something like that happen.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's depressing that you have to take it that far.
Well,
yeah.
Well, let me tell you one little vignette how politics to me has gotten so crazy. I would go to lunch with these other attorneys in my building, my office building.
Are you a lawyer?
I'm an attorney.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I was going to do before
good?
I did reality TV.
Reality good? TV or law? That was your career. Those were
well,
your
no, no.
Choices?
I was in college. My major was legal studies, and I always thought I was going to be a lawyer. And then I got casted for a reality show, and I said, I'm good.
Well, you're probably having more fun.
Yeah, way more fun.
Way more fun. Yeah. Well, that's worth something.
But I'd have a lot more money if I went to law school probably right now.
Well, is there a way to do both? See, that'd be tremendous to be a lawyer.
I just don't know if anyone would
star.
Take me seriously right. If they Google my name and it's like attorney at law, and then the next link is like me getting my ass beat by 5 girls. Like, I don't know how that would work for me.
Yeah, your ass. Is that what happens on your reality
yeah.
show?
Yeah, but I've heard that California is the only state where you can try to get the bar without going to law school.
You can. It's more difficult.
You have to be like a. You have to work for like a judge or something for like 6 years, right?
But you have to be a genius to pass that bar, no?
Sometimes I feel like school is like pointless. I could read this all in one day in a book. Why do I just sit in your class?
It's not quite like that. Not in law, right? It's very complicated.
Danny, I don't want to burst any bubbles.
Yeah.
But to say you can read it all in one day and pass the California bar, I would say...
Like a couple months.
No, I still think that'd be a tough assignment.
Yeah, but 3 years of school? Like, that's too much.
Well, it's 3 years.
It's like another ploy just to get our money.
I did an accelerated program in 2 years, but it's brutal. It's not... Law school is tough, but it's tough for a reason. There's a lot of information there.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not something you could pick up, you know...
Yeah.
Read your phone, you know, during your makeup
right.
session and pass the bar.
Well, it's like people are doing online classes now, too. And it's like, how do you legitimately take an online class? If I was doing an online class, I would probably just have a second laptop where I was like,
right.
Okay, yeah. Got the answer. I'm good.
I'm not sure that's the right prescription
no.
for passing
that's
the bar.
Why I'm not a lawyer, for sure.
There you go.
That's why you're not a lawyer. There you go. Wow. So, Wayne Evershow, the book is Roll the Dice. When did you publish this book?
It was published late last year, late 2017. Mm-hmm. And it's got good reviews. You can check it out on Amazon. That's really the best place, because then you could see other reviews of what the book's about.
Right. And they figured it out, and that's why everything's closing down, because Amazon really figured out how we like to shop.
Sam, my fear...
Right, and the reviews are so lit. Do you ever delete bad reviews or just leave them on there?
You can't.
I don't think I can.
No,
first
you can't.
Oh, you can't.
No.
I don't think I legally can, and I don't know how to, so
yeah,
I,
right.
I'm not going to try.
No,
no,
I think
no,
you could
there's
probably...
No way.
Really?
No way. In every... site,
even
like
if
Yelp,
it's like your like book,
like Yelp, yeah, yeah, because that's what the reviews are about.
Oh,
get,
I didn't
like,
know that.
Yeah,
you can't
to get,
even
like,
delete
objective views for people.
Well, I knew Yelp you couldn't, because that's like a third party, but Amazon
but
is like
Amazon
you're going
is a third party too between the bookseller and you.
Yeah, but you have a login and a sign in.
So,
well, actually,
on
the publisher post, or I'm not sure how or the publisher. Submits it to Amazon, and then it's Amazon. You're under the control of Amazon.
Right, exactly. And they have the rules, you know. Because
I didn't know that.
Think about it. If the seller could edit the comments, then the reviews would be worth nothing.
Yeah, and the reviews would all be good. Like, it was fantastic.
Right. So that's why that is, and that's why we love to buy that
yeah.
way. But my God, with Toys R Us going down now. That's
can you believe
like,
that? It's so
that's
sad.
That's the end of an era.
But
you know?
How do people buy toys now?
Well, Amazon, and if you don't want to go online, then you have Target and Walmart. And
yeah, but Target
and
is so expensive.
No, Sam, you're exactly Target's right. There's only basically, outside the little mom and pops, there's Amazon and Target and Walmart.
Right.
And my fear in life, I say it with a smile, is... Eventually,
Walmart will be out of business.
There'll be one store in America.
Right.
It'll be Amazon.
It will.
Whatever you want. Refrigerators,
right.
books, buy it all at Amazon.
Because they managed to destroy everything and rebuild it in their image, you know?
Right.
That's what they've done.
And we're all guilty. We're all contributing.
We are.
To it.
We
I
are.
Love Amazon.
You know, they closed. They caused many bookstores to close. Now they're opening their own stores, you know? They have one in
like
Century
City. In-person store?
Yeah, like retail stores. They have one in Century City. Now I read they're getting one in Pacific Palisades, too.
That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I read the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, so, and they opened that checkout free store in Seattle, right?
Where
you can shop without having to stand in line and pay and all that stuff. It just scans whatever you take and stuff, you know.
That's crazy.
Right. So, you know, they're very innovative. How can you compete with that?
Yeah,
I mean, how do you compete with it, you know?
But it's just like the Toys R Us by my sister's house in Boston is not shutting down. So I think it's like, I think 90%, no, she called. I think 90% of them, and then a few in certain cities are staying open. That's what I say. She called. She called and was like, hey, when's the blowout sale? Because everyone's like,
yeah,
waiting.
Right?
Hey, when can we come? And everything's a dollar. Like,
when
is that?
They told them to say that they're not closing.
Maybe.
I can't believe
she said she's going to wait like one more week and call again.
Look, because when companies close some stores, we don't, you know.
We're like, who cares? Yeah,
yeah, exactly. They don't
die. Kmart's been closed for like a decade now, right?
There's still Kmart in some places.
See? So yeah. Kmart is nowhere in Boston. But
they didn't go down. They didn't go under, did they?
Yeah, they did.
I thought Kmart went under.
They went under, yeah.
But maybe it was Chapter 11 where you get to reorganize.
Right.
Chapter 7 is where you say, that's it. You throw in the towel.
Like you're putting up the white flag, I surrender.
Right. And that's
or as we say in law, pause up.
Yeah.
We're done.
Okay, pause up. iHeart, do you guys listen to iHeart Music Radio at all?
Who, me?
Yeah, no. Any of you? No. They just filed for bankruptcy this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that actually last night.
And I was like, wow, everyone's just going under, man.
But that's Chapter 11 again. They're going to be relieved of a lot of debt.
So basically, they're just trying to get rid of 90% of their debt so they can come back. Because Trump filed for bankruptcy like 14 times already, right? Well, he's a billionaire.
Right, right. Well, again, you can file to reorganize. You can file to go out.
Right.
And I thought Toys R Us, they're going out.
Right.
Yeah, but she called them. They were like, no. They're like, we're not even doing a sale.
Well, they don't know yet.
Let's see on that one. I don't want to, you know, I'm sure your sister heard what you heard, but, you know, it's like Circuit City. There's no more Circuit Cities.
Yeah, I remember Circuit City, too. That was like when I was a kid.
Yeah, those were great stores. But, you know,
there were a lot of stores. There was Borders Books.
I loved Borders. And they had like a cafe in it. You could sit at the cafe, read whatever book you just bought.
Right,
now it's Barnes & Noble, and they got a Starbucks in it, and that's it.
And even Barnes & Noble, I went on 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably one of the busiest Barnes & Noble I've seen.
Right.
Closed.
Oh, really?
Closed.
Well, when my book was being placed, when Roll the Dice was being placed in Barnes & Noble, my publisher sent me a list. These are the Barnes & Nobles in Southern California and Las Vegas that were carrying the books because I wanted to go sign them. But I didn't really want to fly over all over the country to sign, you know, a few books.
Right.
So I went to Las Vegas. I did the rounds there, signed the books in Los Angeles. And I called one of the stores. My publisher told me the book will be there.
Right.
And they said, it was Santa Monica, no, we're closing the store, so we're not buying, no offense, we're not buying new books, we're closing.
Right.
So, that's just the way it is. Well, there was a big Barnes & Noble here in the Valley in Encino that went out, now CVS drugstore is on Ventura Boulevard.
I love CVS, I hope they never get rid of CVS, it's my favorite thing.
Right, but it was at the cost of a Barnes & Noble, you know?
Yeah, but, oh well, bye Barnes & Noble.
So the drugstore is your favorite thing.
I love CVS. Right. I don't know why I like going into CVS so much.
Because they have a lot of different
stuff,
and
it's like
right?
Every time it's like something new, I'm like, wow, what lotion is this?
Get the lotion.
But they're actually getting really pricey.
Really? They have all kinds, don't they? Have lower prices and
The lower prices are like in an ugly bottle. It looks like
they have Rite Aid, they have Walgreens. I mean, they're all the same.
Yeah, but there's no Walmart. I don't know if there's
a Walmart near you. Walgreens.
Oh, Walgreens. There's not a Walgreens where I live. No, there's a lot of Rite Aids.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They don't have Rite Aids in Boston.
And they used to have Save-On. Remember Wayne?
Yes, I do.
They used to have Save-On instead of Rite Aid.
Right. Do you guys prefer Vons or Ralph's?
I don't know. I shop at Ralph's.
I shop at Ralph's, too.
I'm a Ralph's man.
Yeah, me too.
There you go. They own this market, you know? They really own the market.
Did you guys get lottery tickets yesterday? Was there any winner? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, I don't get any.
It's $420 million.
Well, let's leave now and 420?
No, I think they ran the numbers last night, but I haven't seen any news articles, so maybe they're running it tonight.
Right.
Oh, it's Wednesday, the lottery. Wednesday and Saturday.
Okay, so they ran it last night. So there must have been no winner. Because I haven't heard of anybody winning.
Well, if it's at that number, then people will be, a lot of people will be buying tickets.
Yeah,
for
sure. But I got one yesterday. I had like $2 in my purse. I was like, let me get one. But the line to just get one, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Everyone is trying to get this $420
million. See, it's a crazy human feeling. If the jackpot's $10 million, we don't get excited. But if it's $100 million,
yeah, it's like everyone gets excited. I'd be happy with $10
million. I'll split it with you.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's cool.
I'd be happy with $1 million at this point. Because after you cash out, it's still $500,000. That would last me a long time.
Yeah?
$500,000.
That would get you through many CVS aisles.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I have two cupboards under my sink, and my whole right side, it's just random stuff that I bought from it's just been sitting there. I've got like 50 lotions, 20, it's like ridiculous. I'm like, when am I going to even use these?
Right, yeah.
So, a whole pile of soap.
Yeah. Finally, I just wanted to bring up Stephen Hawking, who passed a couple days ago. And, you know, people are making a big deal, you know, Einstein-like and so forth. But something funny that he said in 2010 is God is dead. There's no God. Nietzsche said God is dead. But this is a scientist that says there's no God. And then in 2018, God says there's no Stephen Hawking. Right?
That's awful.
That's a little chilly.
I was like, whoa. That is really not cool.
No, maybe that's why my meme didn't do very
well. No, definitely not. Yeah.
See, that one is going to irritate religious people.
Yeah.
Plus, it's going to irritate people who really admired Stephen Hawking. Yeah,
I mean, I feel like his story is pretty incredible. But I mean, I wonder if he felt like tortured in the
inside. I admired him, but
I think he must have felt.
Not being able to, like... Plus, he had kids and like a family, right? So you had to like watch them all grow up, but like communicate with them like via computer. That must be so tough.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I found it funny when I saw it, but what do I know, right? I have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I find it extremely funny. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Me and Wayne are checking out on that one.
Maybe you had to see it to be there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wayne, tell people how they can find you, how they can get the book. The book, again, is Roll the Dice, and takes place in Nevada, many parts in Vegas. The guy is running for an office, rock star.
Yeah, rock star Tyler Sloan. It's fictional work, but I set a lot of scenes in real places in Las Vegas. I've gone to Las Vegas ever since I was a little boy with my parents, and I enjoy it now. So to me, Las Vegas is a fascinating city. So I tried to make the city itself a character.
Right. Because
there's no city like Las Vegas. You talk about Boston. Boston's great. Historical. L.A.'s great. But Las Vegas, it's such a... A lot of people don't like it, but it's escapism. You know, you go off the strip has billion-dollar properties. You go a mile off the strip, you got homeless people. You go another mile, you're in the middle of nowhere, maybe.
Right.
To me, it's a fascinating city. So I made Las Vegas a character...
That's cool. Have you ever lived there in Vegas?
I almost did, but no. Short
answer,
huh? No.
Because, you know, I lived there actually twice in the 70s and in the 90s. And
I
want to
go
grow,
for a weekend.
You know? I mean, in the 70s, Vegas was the best party town ever.
I know. And you can, like, walk around. You can, like, stop and get one of those slushies that's full of liquor. And you don't feel like the liquor's hitting you, but it's definitely hitting you. You can just walk around the strip with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually, like, the highest rated, like, kidnapping spot, though.
Yeah.
What? Wow. Really?
Yeah. People go missing there all the time. That's why you got to roll with like a crew that actually gives a shit about you. So if you go missing, they're like, oh, hold on a second. Danny's not in the group.
Yeah.
Let's look for Danny.
Yeah, like, literally.
But what if you're with a group of friends and said, well, let's vote because we're having fun here. So do we want to really look for Danny?
Then those aren't people I'd be messing with.
Okay.
Yeah, so my 30th birthday is in May and my sister and my best friend are coming to L.A. And then I think we're going to go to Vegas for like a night or two.
Nice.
Just because it's like I can't like afford to go to a tropical island right now. So Vegas is like a 4-hour
Vegas
drive.
Vegas will do it. Yeah,
yeah, it's close enough. Yeah. Yeah. And I think I have enough time to try to like finagle to get a free hotel room or something.
Yeah, true, mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm. All right, well, Wayne Evershow, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, Sam and Danny, I enjoyed it very much. Thank you both.
Okay, so you have a website too?
Yes, my webpage is my name, Wayne Evershow. It's WayneAvrashow.com. And again, check out the book on Amazon, Roll the Dice. Mm-hmm.
There you go. And very interesting man, very entertaining. Thank you so much for joining us, Wayne.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You're a real cool guy. And and that's it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, everybody, for watching us. Thank you, Danny.
Always.
Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll be here as usual.
Mimosas! Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.